You tuned to Classic Hits 4CA Saturday afternoon, Sarah's Spot, all thanks to Ocean Health Clinic at the Pier, also at Palm Cove right now. Whereabouts at Palm Cove, Dr. McLeod, are you practicing?
I'm upstairs from the pharmacist in the Paradise Village. I'm in Cole's Hairdresser from 3:30 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and on Sunday. And it's lovely because some of my patients from up there and it's a beautiful view.
Yes, it's lovely, isn't it? Fantastic up there. We're talking, well, that's a good way to keep physically and mentally well. We're talking about keeping healthy physically and mentally. How can we sort of make sure that we create a healthy balance for our bodies and minds? Because so much of our lifestyle, the pressure, it really can impact on the way that we feel.
Yes, well, they're totally integrated, physical and mental health. We know that if you're not mentally doing well, you're more likely to have illness. And if you're ill, you're more likely to have problems with your mental function and being depressed. So we want to maximize both of those. And that includes the environment we live in. You need the government to help make sure you have clean air, you have clean water, and you need to have a good environment. You want to get rid of, like, number one issue this week at the World Health Organization Twitter is climate change. It's causing so much problem with increasing in diseases because it's getting warmer. We're having increased droughts because people keep cutting down the trees and keep warming up the planet. And it's very, very distressing to me. Distress is the worst part of stress. Stress can actually be good. It keeps you from being bored. But when you're distressed, that means that you're abnormally having functions. Your adrenal gland, your cortisol is going too much, your adrenaline's going too much, and you want to stop that. You want to try to relax. So one thing I do is every day I meditate or do a hypnosis that's about relaxation. So I know what I feel like when I'm relaxed. And it's important to train yourself to relax. And that's, you can start with your feet and you can clench your feet and then relax them. Clench your calves, relax them. Your thighs, relax them. So learn the difference between being stressed and being relaxed. Like, people gnaw their teeth to death because they have, you know, their TMJs, their masseter muscles are completely clenched down all the time. You need to learn how to relax that and decrease the stress. Now, there's lots of things on YouTube to help you learn to relax. And some people can't meditate or they think they're not meditating. Anytime you concentrate really heavily on a project and you sort of lose time, that's a meditative state. When you're doing some hypnosis, they have to put you in a state where you're relaxed, and that is actually sort of a meditative state. Because we need a break. And the other thing that helps us is we know that exercise is tremendous as a mild antidepressant. And there's a wonderful new program in Australia called actbelongcommit.com.au, and it's about maximizing our mental health. It was developed in Western Australia. Now it's all over the Australia, and it's in many, many countries around the world because it seems to be able to cross culturally. So let's take an example. Like, I'm starting a walk next Tuesday at 7 o'clock in front of the Coffee Bean at the Pier, and it's for 30 minutes. It's mainly because I know when I belong to something, I'm more likely to do it. But I'll be acting by walking. I'll be belonging because I'm with a walking group, and I'll be committing because I'm committing to doing every Tuesday to do some exercise. And we know that those combination of those three factors are very important. And I think it's really, you shouldn't just be giving money to people. You have to make them feel like they belong, that they have a purpose. Like, it was fantastic when Roosevelt, all our national parks in the U.S. are built by people that were unemployed. The government put them to work in the national parks to develop all the facilities at the parks. And it makes you happy to work out in nature. We know we have a nature deficit, that one of the best ways to be happy is to go out in the woods and or out and swimming or something that gets you out in nature. And we need nature. And so those are some of the things you can do to decrease stress, but you really have to prioritize those times in your life so that you're not clenched all the time. You will become exhausted, and I know a lot of people that are exhausted, and I try to help them put more balance. I'm working on it myself every single day, and I was very highly influenced by Benjamin Franklin. His autobiography, I recommend it. It's only like 100 pages. Everybody used to have to read it in the States, but every day he would get up and try to improve himself. And he wasn't able to go to school past 10 years old because he had to work. But he got up every night and was with the light reading. And he's the one that developed the public library system in the United States, because in reading's another way of relaxing, and yeah, it's so important.
I've actually been coloring and drawing lately.
Oh, that's art's fantastic. Yeah. I mean, that's why you need art. You need music. Yeah. Music. And what I tell kids, some of the kids go to sleep with music, but they want to make sure they don't have bad words in them, because you do get them subliminally. So it's better to have music without
classical
words
music
when you're going to sleep or any kind of, because it's not good. You don't know what you're picking up. We can learn a language. I had a girlfriend that spoke seven languages. She used to listen to two language tapes all night, and she was fluent in seven languages. But that just shows you how much you can learn during sleep.
Absolutely. We've been talking keeping healthy physically and mentally. You tuned to Classic Hits 4CA Saturday afternoon, Sarah's Spot.